Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. 3302 was previously approved by this committee. It established that it's the goal of the Department of Corrections that all inmates, with limited exceptions, must work. It also requires that the department develop a comprehensive plan for meeting that goal. The bill was again before this committee with an amendment made by the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Senate Judiciary Committee deleted from the bill a requirement that plan include sanctions for inmates who refuse to work, such as loss of privileges or good time. The department indicates that deletion of the language does not prevent the inclusion of sanctions within the comprehensive plan that it is in the department's intent to include, and it is the department's intent to include sanctions to the extent that employment opportunities are available. For this reason, it's recommended that the bill as amended by the Senate Judiciary Committee be sent to the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Further discussion? Any objections? Hearing none. 3302 relating to corrections, due pass to the Senate as amended. Other business?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Yee?
I wish to change my aye vote to no on Senate Bill 618, and it will not affect the outcome of the bill.
Just a second. Which number was that?
618.
618.
Other business. Oh, yeah.
Without objection.
Other business when you get there.
Without objection from the members of this body, Senator Yee requests unanimous consent to change her aye to no on Senate Bill 618, which will not change the outcome of the vote. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Other business?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Representative Peterson.
The Health Division requests approval of four applications for federal grants. If the division receives the awards, the programs would be funded in addition to currently budgeted programs for 8991. There are four programs. The first one is a $125,000 one-year planning grant to identify methods to coordinate public and private services for HIV-infected persons. The second one-year grant is $40,000 to expand the data sources for AIDS case reporting in Oregon. With the recent trend toward more treatment in outpatient settings, some AIDS cases may be missed by the current data collection system. The third one is a two-year, $215,000 pilot program in Marion County to monitor potential sudden infant death syndrome cases. And the last one is $439,000 grant to provide services through local health departments to pregnant women identified as drug and alcohol abusers. This grants the funding source identified for the program established in Senate Bill 448, which Senator Hamby carried just a few minutes ago. The program will operate in Multnomah and Deschutes counties. Due to the short timeline, the division applied for the grant with the understanding the legislative approval would be necessary before accepting it. The division will return to the Emergency Board for expenditure limitation and position authority if any of these grants are awarded.
Any discussion? Everybody know what we're doing? Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Announcements? Representative Hannah? Excuse me.
Mr. Chair, transportation will meet immediately in our regular room. I hope we only last about 10 minutes tonight.
Further announcements? Representative Burton?
The camp construction will meet immediately following this. We probably will go till about 9 o'clock.
Representative Peterson?
Human Resources will meet at 8 in the morning.
I would ask all members be here at 8. We're moving on an hour notice. 5 o'clock at the latest full tomorrow. We're almost done, kids. Further announcements.